Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to Galactic Goddess Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Anelia, here to continue part two on physical body upgrades in a new earth. And today we're going to be talking about the different perspective on the body, moving from dense physical reality perspective to a multi-D dimensional empowered one, right? Because we have got to take an empowered path and empowered mindset as we are stepping into this new reality we're trying on. It's sort of like we're doing a dress rehearsal, except we're about to also do the play. So we're in some interesting times, and it's very exciting. Sasha is going to cover the number of bodies, function of bodies, how to inform travels through bodies, what it looks like to listen to the body from the filter of love and empowerment. And who doesn't need that? So much of our society has really preyed on creating insecurities, you know, seeding us with insecurities and fear and illusion. And it's just about time we are taking off those blinders. We are more than enough. And we have so many tools inside of us. We are just starting to discover. And so Stasia Bliss is a Kundalini coach. She is a mystic, and she is one of the incredible authors in Awakening Starseeds book. So please join us as we tune in to this new perspective. Hello, Sasha. Welcome.
Thank you, Radha. So happy to be back.
Yay. So today we're continuing our conversation on physical body upgrades in the new earth. And yes, we're going to be diving into different perspectives on the body, moving from a dense physical reality perspective to a multi-dimensional empowered one, which I love.
Yes.
So let's do it. Jump on in. I know you have a lot to share.
Yeah, well, I want to kind of begin with this idea that is in Tantra of the Shiva Shakti. And I love this analogy, because this analogy is that Shiva is consciousness and Shakti is energy, is the manifest form. And I believe that's what we're really kind of like trying to embody and understand right now, is that we are both consciousness and matter. We are the physical body and we are consciousness in the body. So before, like, recycling through, you know, different lifetimes or whatever, we've even thought in a spiritual way that we need to leave this body to reach our spiritual evolution. I think that's even been taught, you know, in all kinds of religious settings and spiritual settings. But what I believe that we're realizing is that this physical body is part of the deal. Like, if we want to ascend, we're taking this thing with us. Like, our physical body is meant to ascend, and that we are learning how to bring as the most amount of spiritual awareness, of consciousness, of energy into these bodies, so that our bodies can be experienced as their divine essence, like their divine form. That's what I believe is happening. So where we have this experience as our bodies being this very dense vehicle, you know, we came to Earth, I think, to incarnate in the densest form of matter and then learn how to bring the highest frequency into that form. So I believe that's the phase we're at right now. Like, we're trying to upgrade this thing so that our physical body can hold all this light and all this frequency and can be like its multidimensional self. And by multidimensional, like, I, you know, we can look at the yogic tradition and see, like, they talk about five layers of bodies, and they call them koshas. And there's like the physical body, the pranic body, the mental body, wisdom body, bliss body. And then, but I believe that's just like a glimpse into the literally endless, infinite layers of us. You know, like, we have like so many layers of us, our psychic body, our, you know, our astral body, like body we dream in, like some talk about the Merkaba, like as an actual energetic vehicle. So we're learning to take direction from our higher aspects, if you want to call them that, our more expanded self, rather than from the physical body. So we've been taking directives from the physical and then trying to like be spiritual about it. But what if we flipped that and we're like, okay, we're actually taking directives from our multidimensional self. Like our multidimensional self is running this thing and we have to let it run this thing. So when something comes up in the physical body, it's like, okay, what is my higher self saying through this? Like, what is being enacted through me? You know, like if I'm feeling constriction, aches, pains in my pelvis, for example, then I'm going to immediately want to translate that into, okay, what is the spiritual center there? What consciousness is held there? You know, that's all about groundedness or my sexuality, my comfort in my body, or it's ancestral stuff. And I want to like work on and breathe into and expand myself in those regions of my consciousness so that the expression of it in my body can shift.
That makes so much sense. Of course. Yes. It's almost like the higher self is like the kind of remote control.
Yeah, it's the driver. Yeah. It's like, stop trying to think the body's the driver, you know, like
what
body's
relief.
The vehicle, you know, it's the vehicle.
And the so avatar.
Like all these things that we've created in 3D world, you know, that are in the death disease paradigm, like we talked about last time, that, you know, and I'm so grateful for the medical industry in creating emergency care, because I feel like that is the star of the medical system, is being able to respond in an emergency and like fix something like a broken bone or like, you know, when there's a major disaster. But when it comes to the evolution of our body and our self-regenerative properties, that system and that structure is not built to accommodate that. It knows nothing about chakras and energy systems. It does not support the evolution of the body. That's just not in that paradigm. So when we understand that and realize that, and we decide we are going to be living this expanded reality where we want our multidimensional selves to be taking over, then we got to look at our bodies from that perspective. You know, we have to let our consciousness take over and be, you know, like tell us what's going on from a consciousness level, because it's really all about expanding consciousness right now and keeping it in the body, right?
Yeah, I feel that. I really like the visual, and that's how I always saw it, was like the oversoul was the big, you know, big hub of all the stuff going on, and then like this was just one avatar that came down, because the soul actually has many avatars and many different timelines, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like what we're doing right now is we're stacking those all.
Yeah.
One of my mentors talked about it as being like a Russian doll, how it's stacked many sizes, and we've been just like in the littlest one, but the biggest one wants to come in. So it's like little by little. And this is where I think the death process feels like it's happening, is like when the next level wants to come in, it feels so big that our body is like, there's no way I'm going to survive this upgrade, you know, because it's too big. You know? It's like not going to fit in this little body. Like, so we think we have this idea of how big our body is. But again, that perception is based just on density. You know, if you've ever like been in an altered state of consciousness, you recognize, you can feel that your body is actually very fluid and very like space in between, and it's more flexible than we think. And so when we're allowing in more consciousness, we have to trust that our bodies do know how to accommodate this. They actually are built to accommodate it, but we do have to like step by step it in, you know. We have to let it step in.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I love the Russian doll analogy, because I mean, well, in the healing world, we understand we're healing past, present, future, and parallel lifetimes on all dimensions, time, space, and history, you know. And
totally.
Like, and so, and I feel like for so many years, we've been preparing and clearing out a lot of timelines, because we're going to reemerge to one timeline, you know?
Yeah. So imagine then it's like many, many Russian dolls, and they're all stacked, and they're all going to fit into one.
I can imagine, because I certainly feel it.
Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. All of those dolls are going to fit in me? Like, hold on. How does this work? But it's like, don't let your logical mind like rule. Like, logical mind gets to have a say, but it's not the end all. Because remember, it's only like a 5% out of 95% of our awareness. Yeah.
True. True.
And this is where like ego likes to really have a trip, is like, no, it's mathematically impossible for all those Russian dolls to fit into this one. But see, we're entering the age of magic again, where we, like, what that really means is there is a way, there is actually a cosmic law that allows this to occur. We just haven't become fully aware of what that is. And so when our bodies are going through these shifts, like you're talking about, like, let's talk about some of them. Like when you're feeling a numbness in your body, you know, we talked about this last night, like, you know, what if in your life you used numbness as an assistance for you to shift consciousness? Like, and it may have been through drugs or alcohol, or it may have been through just emotionally withdrawing or aloofness or whatever. But if you have that as a tool in your toolbox where you're like, I use numbness to help me shift consciousness, rather than going, I don't want to be numb, like, I don't want to use this anymore, I want to cut that out of me and release that. What if we recognize that our bodies are very benevolent, that we know we have a lot of tools at our access, and it's like, okay, I'm going through a major shift right now in my body, and my body knows that numbness is helpful in helping me get through this. So I'm accessing that, and I'm thanking my body for being so wise.
Yes, that is such a beautiful perception, because, you know, I was going through some of that, like, numbness, and I associated that numbness with the breast implant illness, because I used to go numb in my arms.
Yes.
And it would terrify me. And so when that happened, it triggered that, like, old like trauma. Totally. And just thinking like, hey, you know what, this numbness is coming back in order to just release, to sort of like surface and then to release
and let you heal. And then, of course, I want to say again, just because people need to hear this, that if you have a deep intuitive sense that you need to get something checked out by a doctor, I, like, of course, please listen
to
that intuition. But I mean, and the numbness can also be that your nervous system is upgrading to hold more divine light, because our nervous system is a step down from our energy bodies. And, you know, like, if there's so much more energy coming in, which there is, then our mylar sheaths that, like, protect our nerves have to also be upgraded. So every time you get, like, this jolt of new kundalini energy in the universe coming into our bodies respond like, oh shoot, I need some more mylar for that. You know, like, I gotta create some more wrapping. Hold on a second. Like, let me just numb you out. This might hurt.
I love that.
So just realize, like, our body is trying its best to keep up with, and, like, it's better that we, like, help it along by going, good job, body, you're doing a great job, you know, you got this, rather than, oh crap, like, my body is messing up again, like, this is, you know, like, body, can't you do anything right, you know, like, we don't want this negative self-talk, because we already know emotionally that that's not healthy. Like, we want to love our bodies. We want to, like, support them in their growth. Just like when our children are growing up, you know, if our children are going through adolescence and they get pimples on their face, we know that's part of their upgrade, their hormonal shift in their body. We don't want to go, oh crap, dude, your body's totally messing up right now. Like, you got pimples all over your face. Like, I'm so sorry. That sucks for you. You know, like, that would not be, like, a wise parent, right?
That would be such a cruel parent.
It'd be so terrible, but we want it, like, we know that that's part of the growing up. So
it's awkward.
It's awkward. So right now we're spiritually growing up, like, we're spiritually maturing, and some of this stuff that we're feeling is simply becoming more aware of systems that we weren't aware of before, and that actually weren't even online before. You know, I know that my teacher, Almin, talks about God hormones, and I truly believe that, that as we upgrade our endocrine system, we begin releasing new hormones that mirror this level of consciousness, and they probably have an effect just much like puberty on us. And later in our life, we'll be able to look back and go and tell other people, oh yeah, that's just part of when you get your God hormones. That's what's going on.
That's right. Activate my God hormones. And my goddess hormones.
And eventually we'll have a list of symptoms for that.
Exactly. I mean, that's so brilliant. And it's true. You know, it's interesting because, like, when I was a little girl, my mom told me there's going to be a big shift and people are going to go through a lot. Their nervous system is going to completely be recreated.
Yes.
And that you have to really anchor in to your spiritual practice. You have to meditate twice a day.
Yes.
And really, you know, get really deep inside into, so you can really help your body, because she says, she told me, like, well, you know, some people won't be able to handle it, and it, you know, they could go crazy, and
totally
it can cause like that, like the polar shift is also the polar shift in the mind and body. So we have to acclimate that, and we have to balance it.
Yes, you know, I was reading something, where was it, and they were calling some of us polarity integrators, and I believe that's what we are. Like, we're learning how to integrate polarity in our body, and it's a very high pressure process. It's an alchemical process because we're actually pressing together opposite things like pain and pleasure, and we're like meshing them together. And it also makes me changing from a carbon-based molecular structure to a crystalline.
Yes.
If you think about how that works, like with a diamond, for example, like there's enormous heat and pressure that goes into changing that carbon base to a diamond, right?
Mm.
If that's happening to our consciousness and to our molecular structure, then of course we have to go through a high pressure, which could feel like emotional, it could feel like mental pressure, it could feel physical, you know, and also a heating up, which could, you know, make you feel like you're having hot flashes,
oh.
It could make you feel like you have a fever, it could
yeah.
make you feel odd and off with that, or it could also make you feel angry or rageful, or, you know, all of this is going to be part of this alchemical process that we're going through so that we can be these light bodies.
I love this explanation, because that's one symptom I have been feeling, is like my skin has been burning, topical skin. And I'm like, what in the holy goddess is going on? I'm like, okay,
yeah.
this must be like some kind of an upgrade.
Right.
You know?
So when we think of it that way, it actually like puts our body back in trust of itself.
Mm.
And then of course we can do things like, you know, maybe put aloe vera or take, you know, cool baths or whatever we can to support that process, as long as we're still trusting that our body is just doing exactly the right thing.
Mm, so beautiful. I mean, yes, you guys, this is so potent and so powerful what Stasha is bringing, and it's so helpful, you know, for the integration. And, you know, for some people, like, it may just feel like new symptoms, but for, you know, for people that have been through illness before that's been pretty major, it can trigger a lot of stuff to come up too, where you're facing sort of the dark night of your soul. Like, is this going to take me down the path that I was before? Or can
right.
I quantum leap into a new paradigm where I can see this as just the old symptoms surfacing so that I can clear them out and regenerate and recalibrate? You know,
yes.
So I really want to address that for people that have gone through major, you know, health crisis, illness, you know,
yeah,
any of them. Mm-hmm.
So one thing is, if you've already gone down the health crisis route, then you already have gone that way. So the most empowering way is to go a different way, like to choose a different route, to choose that your body is actually doing something different than having a health crisis. Like, it's having a consciousness crisis. Like, you're definitely having a shift in your whole body's ability to transform. And at the root of all of this, it really comes down to the power of our, like, commitment to that's what's going on. Like, our belief in what's going on is going to lead this thing. So if you're still having doubts about it, that's where I totally recommend having a coach or someone that can walk by you and hear what's going on in your voice. Like, are you able to fully trust this process? Or are you just, because if you're just hoping that's what's going on, but deep down inside, you're really like reeling that something is wrong with you, like that inner reeling is going to override your external, like, oh, everything's okay, I'm just upgrading. Like, if you're just trying to like gloss it over, that's not effective enough. Like, you really want to drop into the place where you actually know and trust that your body is literally going through this upgrade. And so you may need to go through a process of, you know, addressing and looking at and healing and releasing some of those old patterns.
Mm.
And that's where, like, you know, coaching is really helpful.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'll definitely put your link below too, so people can reach out and contact you.
Thank you.
And it's just, all of this is just so important, and having this conversation, because, you know, the first thing people do is think, oh God, there's something wrong with me. And they go into panic and fight or flight and to all the old patterning and go to the doctors. And I'm not saying don't go to a doctor, please, you go to the doctor if you need to. But I can tell you that, you know, the doctors never helped me.
and that's exactly the response that the old paradigm wants you to have.
Yeah.
Like, that keeps the old paradigm alive, is to go back and reference it.
Yeah.
And if instead we make the new doctor the wise inner physician, then we start feeding a paradigm that actually supports self-regeneration, self-renewal, and we can actually start finding that there's practices out there that you can do. You can find them online. You know, even in the Eastern traditions, a lot of them are based on self-regenerative practices. Like, it's not like a new woo-woo light thing to think that your body is self-regenerating. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know already that every 7 years you get completely new cells.
That's right.
And so if that's true, what is causing death and decay? Mm-hmm. It's only our emotions and our beliefs that we are giving to the new cells. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, here are new cells. I forgot to give you all this crap.
All this, like, old program here. Let's just download the old program to the newness of you.
I know you're spanking brand new like a baby, but let me give you all this old shit. And now like, just like I did a second ago.
Yeah. Let me match you to the old vibration, even though I just got totally renewed. Like, let's not do that. Oh, and you know, my beautiful Raven just totally, as we said that, he just flew in and landed right in front of me.
Oh, so magical. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you, sister, so much for sharing. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we go?
I think that is it. Just, you know, like allowing yourself to turn in the direction of the empowering paradigm where you know that you are self-regenerating, you are self-renewing, you are eternal, you are fluid consciousness in form that gets to take this form with you in your evolution if you choose it.
Yeah, if you choose it. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So we all have to do that work and make those quantum leaps. And, you know, it can be scary, you know, and I totally want to just acknowledge that it's not easy.
Yes.
It's not like it's just easy. And even people that have done the work, you know, for years, it's still not easy.
Girlfriend, it's harrowing every time. Every time. It's like a constant warrior stance within your consciousness where you're like, nope, that thought's not passing. Nope. I'm holding the torch right here at I'm doing awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So. And I think this is, and that's why we need to come together, and that's why you need to listen to, like, you know, people that are really in tune and to create like, that's why I wanted to create this content with you, to help uplift people, because I want to help people, and you have so much wisdom and knowledge and gifts to bring to everyone. Thank you for sharing your time, your energy. I honor you, sister. I love
you. Thank you so much. I love you too.
Sending much love to all of you out there, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, know that you are loved, that you are making these quantum shifts, that you are on the right path, and that, you know, it's going to be crystal clear what needs to shift for you. So if something's not right for you, make that shift.
Yes.
Leave that belief behind. Trust in yourself, trust in the divine, know that there's support out here for you. I'll put all the information below.
Yes.
And with that, much love and
thank you.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.